Well, David Littleproud is the Federal Agriculture Minister and he joins me on the line now. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Kim. Great to be with you.
Is there any doubt in your mind about the veracity of the footage of sheep being mistreated on that live export carrier?
No, Kim. Look, the department has looked at over 800 pieces of footage. We are really now looking at the terms in which that footage has been obtained. And can I just correct something that was put in your prelude? The reality was an investigation by my department started immediately as soon as these news reports came out. It started last week and we are working through that in a calm and methodical way to make sure we get to the bottom of this, that we give confidence and transparency to the Australian public around the live export industry.
Well, how exactly is your department going to do that? Are they going to call in the police?
Look, there's a couple of different avenues that need to be looked at here. Obviously, Animals Australia is a charity and there are some parts of this that aren't under the independent regulator's remit. They are actually under the Charities Commission. And as I understand it, they are looking at that part of it. We are looking at making sure that the terms in which that footage was provided does meet legal requirements, but we aren't testing the veracity of the footage. The reality is there's over 800 pieces that the department has calmly and methodically looked at and has predicated many of its decisions on.
So regardless of the motivation of how this footage is obtained, you have no intention, do you, of changing or winding back any of the reforms to the industry?
Well, unless someone can prove otherwise, no. But let me also state that the reforms that are being put in place are reforms that the industry themselves have asked for. Moving away from a mortality to an animal welfare model is something that the export industry themselves have asked. The reviews that have been undertaken as a result of this footage coming to light has really put a focus and more energy on making sure we get that science right. And we're working through that calmly, methodically. We'll make sure that we work with industry and export partners and animal welfare groups to make sure that we continue to be world's best.
Speaking of animal welfare, there's a new Facebook page that's got a map with the location and contact details of Australian farms, and it's been done by an animal rights charity, a charity called Aussie Farms. It implies that these properties are connected, perhaps connected to animal cruelty. The National Farmers Federation wants this group to be stripped of its charity status. Are you looking into that?
Well, look, this is abhorrent. This is people's homes. I mean, Kim, I don't think you'd want your home address put up online and sometimes falsely claimed. They haven't even got some of the information right about what these farms actually do. But what they do is they create an attack list for animal activists to go and trespass, to break the law. And the reality is the perverse situation of this, Kim, is that some of these animal activists aren't that bright. What they actually are doing is putting in place a real risk to animal welfare through biosecurity and could actually mean that some of those animals need to be destroyed because of the stupidity of some idiot that wants to get their name on the newspaper.
Do you think police should investigate how some of those images were obtained?
Well, I think the reality is we need everyone needs to be respected. Their privacy needs to be respected. If they are doing nothing unlawful, you do not need vigilantes that should break the law and trespass your property. They should face the full force of the law if they break that and trespass your property. This is abhorrent. The world is just angry at the moment. Everyone just needs to calm down. Let's just get on with our lives and stop trying to meddle in each other's.
Just finally on a water matter, the Murray-Darling Basin Authority is meeting with water managers today. You're the Federal Water Minister. Labor has commissioned independent scientists to investigate the fish kill in the Darling River. Why are you refusing to support that move?
Oh, well, it's a stunt, Kim. Sadly, when I became water minister, what I wanted to do was take the politics out of it and bring leadership. And I've got to put my hand up and say Tony Burke took my hand quite openly and we worked fairly, methodically around getting an agreement on the Murray-Darling Basin. This study that Mr. Shorten has announced won't even talk to the water managers. So how can it do anything meaningful about understanding how we better manage water in terms of fish kills that not only happen in drought, and this has been caused by one of the most severe droughts in our nation's history, but also in floods. We get these black water events also in floods. So we've got to make sure we work through that, not with politics, but with leadership. And I'll be making some announcements soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Minister, for speaking with AM this morning.
Great to be with you, Kim. Thanks.
And that is David Littleproud, the Federal Agriculture Minister.